Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Hey guys.
Hello. Hi, hey, hello.
So today,
this is
our first read for both of us. This is a brand new book.
I know.
And we're not like reading it like that far after the release, so I'm proud of us.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we're only like 4 months out.
Which is like, for us, not bad. So, fine. So, for this book, so, again, I feel very repetitive saying it because I feel like I just said it, but the purpose of the episode, and you guys, we're reading these books in like a funky different way. So, I'm reading these books, Songbirds and Snakes, followed by Sunrise, followed by the main trilogy, so in chronological order as, like, far as how the events happened. Hallie read it, Songbirds and Snakes, main trilogy, then Sunrise, because why did you do that again? Like, people said it, like, packed a punch, you had to, like, know more about...
the people who are in this book.
From Catching Fire.
And Mockingjay, yeah.
So you were like, let me do that.
Yeah.
So I feel like, honestly, my opinion, which I think we'll talk more about in this episode and the next one, I feel like either way was good. Like, I don't think there was a negative to doing it either way or a positive. I think it was just, like, preference, honestly.
I'm glad we both enjoyed our reading order.
Yeah, like, I feel like certain things, like Throne of Glass, like, there's, like, an order in which I will, like, die by, you know?
Yeah.
And people are passionate. I feel like for this, it wasn't, like, that serious.
Yeah.
No matter how you read it, I think it worked.
Yeah.
So because of that, Hallie is still on this book.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, the last for her. So we're going to cover...
I really fucking sprinted.
Yeah, you crushed it.
I actually didn't read the last part of Mockingjay.
You just were like, fuck it.
Because I was like, I need to read this fucking book. I mean, I'm going to go back and finish it,
I was
obviously.
Like, yeah, but that episode is, like, far as fuck away, so who cares? So for this part, and for this episode, we're only gonna cover part one. It's called The Birthday. Very, very, dramatic. And so that's just part one of this book, and it's pages 1 through 131, which is chapters 1 through 9.
Oh.
So, easy.
Yeah, okay, so I wanna start off with a comment that you made last episode.
Do tell.
The long chapters.
Oh, yes. Ugh. I was flipping.
I hate them.
Sometimes I need just, like, a 3-page chapter to, like, keep me, like, it's, like, more motivating.
Okay, so this is the problem. Do you think that's, like, a dopamine issue?
Probably.
I think that's what my
problem
is.
In the era of, like, social media and, like, instant gratification.
Yes, I think that's what it is. Like, oh, yes, I finished a chapter. Okay, next one. Like, I always feel that way when I read. I'm like, yeah, I'm killing it.
Yeah, like, I feel like these sometimes, like, I find myself, for these books, I'll be sitting there, and I want to finish the chapter before I stop, and I'll, like, flip ahead, and I'm like, damn, it never ends!
There's so many more pages.
So, yeah, these are long chapters, especially if you phrase it that way, like, page 131 is chapter 9, I'm like, damn!
Yeah, literally.
But also, I feel like this
Fearless was, like, 3 pages a chapter.
I needed that, though. If they were long like this, I would never finish.
Yeah, true.
So yeah, they are kind of long chapters. Probably one of my only complaints.
Yeah.
And not even a complaint, more of just like, bam. So now this book, let's just debrief the setting real quick. This book is about Haymitch, and it's his Hunger Games, which is like super exciting.
Yeah.
So it's the 50th Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. So at this point, we figured out last episode, President Snow is
58.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because it's been 40 years. Okay, right. So, yeah, he's 58, so he's, like, a middle-aged, older dude. And he's, like, president. Like, he's well on his way to being the sick fuck that he is now. In,
if not already there.
I would say already there, probably. Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I liked this book because... I'll talk about it more next episode. I feel like the way people have, like, reviewed the book after the fact... I really enjoyed the undertone, so I'll just kind of say this now, but we'll, like, circle back next episode. People were like, I like this book and how it almost proves that people were unhappy, the capital was unjust, and that the main trilogy, it wasn't just like, oh, an uprising came out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's that they've been continuously trying, and mm-hmm. it might take a bunch of tries until, yeah. like, something sticks.
But, like, damn, like, 75 years you guys have been fighting? Like, that's...
fighting the good fight.
It's crazy.
But I almost like that better, because I think some of the complaints about the Hunger Games were, like, you have all these people, just, like, they were waiting for this one girl, and now all of a sudden it's working.
Yeah.
Whereas in this book, it proves, like, they've been trying, and it's, like, they've done subtle things. But, yeah, so we'll talk more next episode about that, because, like, the characters are all introduced in this book, whatever, and there's, like, subtle undertones of, like, the unjust treatment, all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that being said, I don't know, I think it was, like, a good, like, middle book. Like, I think she did a good job of showing how much Snow has progressed
mm-hmm.
in 40 years, but also, like, how he gets... I still feel like he's not as sick as he is in, like, the main trilogy, but,
mm-hmm.
like, he's, like, almost there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of, like, a good, like, little stepping stone into the main trilogy.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel about, like, in regards to him, because we don't see him a lot in this book. Not really.
No. Like, not at all.
A little, but, like, just enough where it's, like, this makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, part one ends with him.
Right, right.
We meet him.
Right. But this is all about Haymitch, our boy.
Yeah, so I think... Okay, so about, like, the reading order thing. I will say that after reading all the books and having this be the last one, when they mention, like, they're mentioning all these people, and I'm like, oh my god, that's this person's dad. And then it's like, oh my god, like, that's this person's mom. And it's like, oh my god, and they're sisters. And then it's like, oh my god, wait, they knew each other? And
right.
it's like, oh, he was in this district before?
Yes.
Like, it just all was so fresh.
Yeah.
So that I did appreciate, because I at least, like, you know, for example, Beatty, you know?
Yeah.
Honestly, probably if I had delved right into that, I would have been like, who the fuck is Beatty?
And, like, we had texted about this a little bit, too, because I had said to Hallie, like, I feel like the people that said, like, you had to read Catching Fire first, like, yes, if you needed a refresher on
yeah.
who the characters were, for sure.
I definitely needed a refresher.
But I was also, like, I didn't feel the need necessarily. Like, I knew, like, in this book, which we'll talk about, in part one, we see a lot of Mags, Wyrus, and Beatty. And I was
mm-hmm.
like, okay, like, fine, I knew who they were. You know, like, I remember them. Cool.
Yeah.
Like, keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't feel the need to, like, read it first. I think now it'll be nice for me to see them in Catching Fire and be
yeah.
like, oh, this is why they act the way they act.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know yet. I'm still getting there.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're like main players in this book. Behind the scenes, but still main players. I think Haymitch's whole story is just interesting. Like, everything about it.
See, now I'm confused because obviously, like, he's not Covey.
No.
Covey, whatever.
But his girlfriend is.
His girlfriend is, yeah, but there's no mention of them in the main trilogy.
No, but...
But it's very much recognized of, like, the seam, the woods.
I was gonna say, it's not, like, really mentioned, but, like, Katniss is Covey. Like, not, like, that intense,
yeah.
because, like, music is outlawed and stuff, but, like, her dad...
Yeah, is...
The one guy.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was cool for me to go from reading...
Brutus? No, not Brutus, but it starts with a B.
Yeah, it does. But I thought that was interesting.
Burdock.
Yes, Burdock, yes. I thought that was interesting for me to go from reading Ballad to reading Sunrise, because it was, like, in Ballad, we, like, met Katniss's mom and
mm-hmm.
her dad, and, like, I didn't know it was her parents.
Yeah,
but,
when,
like,
they were younger.
Yeah, so, like, that was fun.
Yeah, that didn't click until, like, I read to the end of the paragraph, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Those are Katniss's parents.
Which I thought was so fun. So, that helped me almost more.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so, in this book, Haymitch is, what, 16? He's 16.
Yeah.
And it's, like, his reaping day.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought his, like, reaping was interesting.
Okay, so... Yeah, because he wasn't reaped.
No.
He was just... First of all, okay, I think we need to talk about the lady who's running the names.
She looks... Not look.
She, I was gonna say, damn! What do you see that I didn't see? But I also have, like... I imagine,
she's
like...
She's just creepy.
I imagine, like, a mix between, like, Cruella de Vil and yes. the mom from Coraline.
Ooh,
the Spider-Woman.
Good, yeah, perfect. That's pretty, yep.
That's, like, what I was thinking.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah. What even is her, Drusilla, right?
I think so. Probably why also Cruella came to...
Oh, that's her name, right?
I think Drusilla, yeah, I think it is. So that kind of, like, is the correlation, I feel like.
Oh, maybe. But like, also... But yes. Cruella... Okay, whatever. If you know, you know. Yeah, she's a bitch, and she hates these people. Like, she actually is like,
yeah, Drusilla.
She's like, you guys are animals.
Yeah. Damn.
She's like, you fucking filth.
Yes.
Like, mean.
Mean.
Okay, so anyways, so Haymitch knows that they're the quarter quell, so they're having double the amount of people.
Which is crazy.
So he's kind of just, like, nonchalant about it. He's like, whatever, it's Damn. Just two Hunger Games in one, what are you gonna do? And he's making plans, because it's his birthday, for the rest of the day after the reaping is over.
Like, the dinner, like, seeing his girlfriend, Lenore.
Yeah, it's just, like, I'm confused, because it's written very nonchalantly.
I think he's almost, like...
And then it's like, oh, shit, you know?
I
don't know.
I think it's almost like a dissociation thing.
Yeah?
I think...
Even though you know that the odds aren't in your favor, because his name's in there X amount of times, you know?
But I also think if you're 16 and you've lived through it now, 12, 13, 14, 15, like, this is your fifth year,
mm-hmm.
you're probably like,
whatever.
This is really shitty. If I get picked, like, that's fucked up, but, like...
Do you think he's just, like...
Almost, maybe, like, desensitized.
Yeah, like, he's just... He's already accepted his fate a long time ago.
Right. Like, if he's picked, that really sucks, but also, mm-hmm. like, most... All five other years, I got to go home and have dinner, so...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
So, someone else gets picked... And then he tries to run.
Okay, yeah. So, the Covey...
Guy.
He's, like, the most, like, attractive brother, like, of these boys, or whatever. His name gets reaped. And this guy's like, fuck that.
Runs.
And just starts running.
And
they shoot him down. And everyone in the crowd is, like, kind of, like, in an uproar, I think, right? And then Haymitch is, like, kind of, like, right up by the front, and...
Well, Lenore goes to, like, because the boy's mom goes to be, like,
how are you
hugging
yeah.
him, and, like, saying goodbye,
yeah.
and they're not letting her, so, like, Lenore, Haymitch's girlfriend, gets involved, and she's, like, let her, like, say goodbye,
yeah, that's
and then they're
was.
Gonna, like, hit her,
mm-hmm.
so Haymitch goes and, like, defends her.
Yeah, and then she's, like, home. She's, like, yep, you're welcome to, welcome to the Hunger Games. Can you imagine?
No.
No good deed goes unpunished.
What I think is interesting about this part, too...
She was like, fuck it.
...is that she says this to Haymitch, like, come on, you're getting whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, all right, this is now, like, offset for, like, what's shown to the Capitol and
mm-hmm.
people. So, like, all right, we gotta, like, redo this.
There's a five-minute delay.
Yeah, clean up the mess. Give me... What's your name? I'll write
yeah.
it down. I'll pick it out.
I thought that was crazy.
And I think it's such an interesting underlying tone for her, especially in this climate,
mm-hmm.
of, like, the propaganda and, like, what the news wants you to believe.
Mm.
Like, it's... It could be false.
It's all staged.
It's... Yeah. It's not real. It's not
yeah.
actual news.
Yeah.
It's not actual reporting.
Yeah.
They staged this whole thing.
Yeah.
We know that this kid got shot. Haymitch helped. She was like, you're up.
Yeah.
But, like, they made it look like he got pulled out of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And no one knows any different.
Nope. Except the people who were at.
And that's crazy. That was, like, an interesting twist. I was like, wow.
Okay, well, also, too, which I thought was very interesting, which was not... I didn't know. But in the main books, it's, like, it's noted that Kat... Like, they say that they don't know about, like, what's going on in the other districts.
Right.
Like, it's all... Like, imagine, like, having no idea whatsoever was happening in Pennsylvania.
It's
like, at
almost
all.
Like an abusive relationship that's, like... You know how, like, the abuser, like, cuts you off from, like, friends and family, so
yeah.
you can't, like...
Yeah.
It's like that,
but... It's very strange, and, okay, I mean, we'll get to that point that I want to make after, but,
Crazy.
Like, what the fuck? So, anyways, Haymitch just, like, accepts his fate, though.
He does.
He's like, I guess this is it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't try to fight back or anything. Well, I guess because he was like, I don't want to get
well,
blown
he,
to bits.
He even says, he's just like, I almost like, he like dissociates too. He's like, I'm like, I guess I'm in the Hunger Games. Like,
yeah.
what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, what? And again, now there's two boys and two girls from each district,
mm-hmm.
which is crazy. And we still see here, again, it's like a stepping stone to how it is, like, in the current trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the train's a little bit nicer, but it's not quite as nice.
Yeah.
Like, it's like...
It's giving, like, 70s.
Like, they're still treated like animals.
Like, this is how I imagine it. just because this is how my brain works. Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, very, like, 20s, 30s coded, yes. I felt. And then I felt like Sunrise is very, like, 60s, 70s coded.
Mm-hmm.
And then The Hunger Games is, like, current day.
I just feel like in the current
Hunger Games,
especially reading it, like, right now, how, like, they're, like, people in the district, or, like, in the capital are waving. They're, like, these, like, you know, America's darlings. Like, oh, mm-hmm. we're all gonna bet on you. We're gonna, like, yeah. glam you up, whatever. Mm-hmm. This was still, like, we'll feed you better.
Yeah.
We'll
it wasn't
you okay quarters.
Yeah, it wasn't as much of a, like, production in terms of, like,
right.
looks, I guess.
Right. They still
like
had,
socially,
like
it yeah. wasn't like the, because the Hunger Games was very, I feel like, very like social media coded.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Whereas this isn't really like that.
Agreed. And I think in this one, again, they're like feeding them. They still have to like perform. They still have like the chariot races, the
interviews
like
yeah.
all like
the
normal
training.
Things, right?
Well, yeah.
But it's like a little different. Like it's not quite as like this extravagant.
Mm-hmm.
Craziness. We still see some of like the like crazy styles with like Drusilla and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But Haymitch even says like he's given like normal ass food.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the way Drusilla treats them is like animals. Whereas in like the current books, they're mm-hmm. like doted on.
They really push the envelope, I think.
Yeah.
In
so like even those 25 years, there's a change. Now
yeah.
again, it's definitely closer to the Katniss Hunger Games than it was to like the 10th ones where
mm-hmm.
Snow was involved.
Yeah.
But we're still like, you can see how it's like not quite there.
Yeah.
It's like, we're like getting there.
Yeah.
Now,
I feel like this really does bridge the gap though so
yes,
far.
Yes, agreed.
To like kind of show you how you got from Ballad of Songbirds
10
and Snakes
50.
To, yeah.
Agreed. And so, yeah, I mean, I think in general, this is just like.
They're also like not completely post-war anymore.
Right.
They're a little bit more removed, you know.
Well, and it's kind of, like, again, like, going off more of, like, the Katniss era. Like, Haymitch illegally brews alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Like, things like that.
Yeah.
So, like, and the peacekeepers don't really
mm-hmm.
care. Like, so it's definitely
yeah.
more the vibe of, like, we're closer to where Katniss is, but we're not quite there yet.
Yeah.
So now Haymitch has, like, all these, obviously there's four of them, District 12 tributes.
It's crazy.
I feel like for me, the only one that really stands out is, like, Maisalie Donner. Because she's
mm-hmm.
a bad bitch. Like, she... And, like, Luella becomes relevant because of what happens with her.
Yeah.
But Maisalie is, like, the popular girl in District 12, was, like, pretty wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And she, like, doesn't give a fuck. She's
yeah.
fighting back. She shit-talks Drusilla. She punches her.
She punches her, yeah.
Like, she's,
and
like,
then Drusilla beats the shit out of her.
Yeah, like, she's a spitfire.
But, like, also crazy.
Right.
That I was shocked when it was like, and Drusilla was just like going, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like,
and the boy, I don't even really care, know about
Wyatt
him.
Wyatt is his name,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, fine.
Wait, but also, too, I think it was very interesting how, like, right off the get, they're trying to make alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was so not, like, really the, well, I guess it kind of was, right? The careers, like, they.
The careers, oh, and, like, already, again, starting this early on in, like, the dynamic of the Hunger Games, they already have the careers.
Yeah.
So there's 1, 2, and 4 like being trained for this.
Yeah.
And those are usually the winners.
Yes.
So it's already a dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting.
Yeah.
Haymitch is kind of, again, I think because he's dissociated.
But he's like the leader of all this.
Well, yeah, but I almost feel like at first he almost kind of doesn't care because he's like, I'm confused how I'm even here.
Yeah.
And then I think, well, who's the little guy who comes up to him? Who starts, like...
Tambert? Ambert?
Is it Tambert?
It starts with an A, I think.
Ambert, I think.
Or Ambrose or something.
Oh, Ampert? Ampert.
Ampert. Okay, whatever.
He's adorable. I love this kid.
Wait, so, like, imagine you're about to fight to the death, and this little geeky 12-year-old boy comes up
right.
to you and is like, hey, like, you want to be in alliance with me?
But I feel like he's, like, almost, like, asking Haymitch, like, hey, like, do you want in on this? And I'm like, this kid's confidence is through the fucking roof.
He's just really trying to sell it.
Yeah. But what I also think is interesting, too.
And Beatty is his dad!
Beatty's his dad, which is crazy. But now, we're also told, because Beatty had done something.
Yeah.
Like rebellious,
mm-hmm.
quote-unquote, it was, like, staged that his son was reaped at
mm-hmm.
12 to, like, punish him.
Yeah.
And Beatty was made to be his mentor, obviously, because he was, like, part of his district.
Yeah.
To, like, watch him
to die.
That's fucked.
You're preparing your kids to die.
So then it's like also makes sense.
And then he gets reaped again.
Which
20 years later.
But that's what I think, that's the point of why people said sometimes it was good to read this book first.
Mm.
To like understand Catching Fire, because everyone who was reaped, that also wasn't an accident. Like the Quarter Quell was like the rebellious people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is fucking crazy. So you're like, damn. And it also makes sense why they're rebellious, because it's like, if you fucking killed my kid, I would also be rebellious. Like,
yeah. That's that's some tea right there. That's insane.
So, yeah. So we'll talk about that. Like, I feel like the Catching Fire book, we're going to go hard.
Yeah, for sure.
Just, like, madness everywhere.
Yeah.
what I also think was really interesting, before we even get to, like, the tributes meeting each other, was District 12 is, like, one of the lowest districts. So, like, their chariot was, like, a shit show.
Yeah.
Their, like, costume designer sucks.
Mm-hmm. They crashed the chariot.
So, the one tribute, Luella, she's, like young, 12, and he, like, almost, like, dotes on her, like, I'll keep you safe kind of thing.
And he calls her sweetheart.
Yes, he calls her sweetheart. And then the chariot crashes, and she dies.
Yeah.
Which is really sad. Mm-hmm. And Haymitch gets a little rebellious, and he, like, steals one of the chariots and brings her dead body to Snow, and is, like, making a scene.
Yeah, very...
Which, again, it's not like he's being outwardly rebellious in the sense of, like, I want to rebel, but he's like, fuck you. This is wrong.
It's giving Sejanus.
Right. And Snow does not like that.
No.
We know that about him.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I think... Okay. Okay. Yes.
Right. Oh. Now, also, did you peep in this first part of the book to connect it, like, to Snow's dynamic, how Maisley Donner has the Mockingjay pin?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, all these things, right, in this part of the book, which, like, bridges the gap really well, is...
Well, that was crazy. The pin thing was so funny.
Like, Haymitch probably reminds Snow of Sejanus.
Mm-hmm.
The pin was made by one of the Covey,
mm-hmm.
and Snow, like, recognizes that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, in one of their altercations when Snow and Haymitch meet, he's, like, chit-chatting with him about, like, oh, I bet, like, your girlfriend, like... sings and does this and all, and he's like referencing Lucy Gray.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like he has this,
that
like,
was sick.
This layered hatred already for him.
That was so sick. When I was reading that, because that's how part one ends. When I was reading that, I was like, God damn.
God damn.
Like this, let it go, bro.
And it also makes so much sense why, like in the main trilogy, like Snow hates Katniss. Imagine. You're 83, and this bitch comes out with a pin that, like, your ex-girlfriend who slandered you, her family made, and, like, all this stuff. It's, like, oof.
Wait, but also, was there an illusion that in the beginning, like, when they're making all those connections, like, when she's name-dropping all these people, that Lucy Gray had a kid?
I don't know. Unsure. Or they just didn't know what happened to her. They were just, like...
Yeah, there. I don't know. There was some weird, like, illusion thing, and I was...
Well,
really tired, and I don't really remember what it said.
Well, Lenore, so Haymitch's girlfriend, her uncles are Lucy Gray's...
Tam Amber and Curtis...
Yeah.
Whatever.
So, like, they're her... I don't know if it was her cousins or her bandmates.
Yeah, but they took her in after... Right?
Her parents died.
Yeah.
So maybe she is her kid. Like, or it's alluded to.
Yeah.
I think we can look up for next part, too. We'll look up, like, theories of, like...
That'd be crazy.
Lenore Dove's... Is her... Lenore Dove it is, right?
Yeah.
Lenore Dove's, like, parentage. Curious. I wonder. Also, like, Dove and Gray, kind of similar. Curious. So we'll see. I don't know. I'll Google.
Tea.
So we'll have more theories next time. But yeah, so Len... Okay, so current time. Luella dies. Haymitch, like, kind of has an act of rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
And then... He, like, goes back, he's upset, but he's, like, whatever. Again, they're feeding them.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing extravagant.
Yeah, it's not like... I thought the insecticide wash was interesting.
Yeah, like, again, like, they're animals. Like, they're, like...
Yeah,
they're
cattle.
Like, yeah, like, you're disgusting. We need to, like, rid you of insects.
Yeah. It's obviously
and, like,
a way
pests.
To dehumanize, right?
Right. Which, again, I felt like the Hunger Games main trilogy... dehumanize them in the sense of, like, you know, Katniss is being waxed and plucked and all this stuff, but
and,
it's, like,
yeah.
arguably was way better than, like, insecticide.
Can you
I
imagine?
Mean,
and then the poor kid who, like, passed out because he's asthmatic
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, guy was like, I'm gonna die here. And it was, like, he felt sticky still. Like, it was just, like...
Yeah, and he was, like, oh... Yeah, he was, like, couldn't even, like, actually shower all the stuff off.
Right. Like, it wasn't more so getting them clean. I feel like Katniss's era was, like, let's get you clean and pretty. Like, we'll wax
yeah,
you.
Like, ready for TV. Feminine, yeah.
Right. Whereas this was almost, like, we won't even touch you until you get the bugs off you.
Yeah.
And I was, like, damn.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. fucked. So...
Yikes.
I don't know. Yikes. So now... Once they do this, they have interviews and stuff. Haymitch comes off as kind of like, what's he fucking called? He called the rascal. Like, you know, he's like having this like sauntering vibe, whatever. That's just like what he's presenting, even in training. That's where like Ambert comes up to mm-hmm. him and is like, let's be pals. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I don't know, buddy.
Yeah.
So like now we're seeing them in the training, mm-hmm. which is like,
okay.
I feel like nice because it's like, again, like that stepping stone into like where we get to the training.
Well,
in Katniss's
I just
era.
Felt like the vibe of it was more like, you know, we're all just kind of here and, you know, we've all accepted our fates. Like, it didn't seem like they were, like, pressed about going into the arena. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I felt like there was a much more, like, overbearing fear of, like, entering the arena, going to the games.
Right.
Like, I felt like it wasn't as, like, scary in this book.
No, because it's almost like that, like... middle ground.
I guess. But then also, too, Plutarch.
I was just going to talk about him. So he's a main
what
player.
What the fuck?
He's a main player in Catching Fire and... But again, I'm kind of glad that she put him in this book as, like, another main player because it makes more sense than having this random fucking rebellion leader pop out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes sense
yes.
that he's been trying to do this for years and years and years.
Yeah, so, I mean, in terms of, like, reading it that way, okay, like, all of a sudden they save Katniss from the arena and then Plutarch's like, yeah, I'm, you know...
Here I am.
Here, I'm leading the rebellion here.
And you're like, what?
What? Yeah, exactly.
So this was great.
That was good. It gave you, like, reasoning as to, like, what he
because
thinks.
Because he's kind of, in this book, like, not like a social media manager, but he's, like...
But only for 12.
Filming 12 and kind of, like, writing the narrative. But he makes a lot of comments toward Haymitch that you're like, what's this guy's deal?
Yeah, like, you can tell definitely he's very anti-capital.
Like, he'll say, like, even though I'm in the capital, like, doesn't mean we're all happy. And Haymitch is like...
Yeah.
What?
And then at 16, and he's like,
He's like, And, like, Plutarch does things to, like, help him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He gives him, a couple extra minutes with his mom and his brother when he's reaped.
Granted, he makes him, like, act it out and it's kind of, like, fucked up and sadistic. But, like,
yeah. He
gives him that time.
Yeah. But also, too, I feel like he can't show, like, all his hands at once, right?
No.
So, he kind of has to act like a capital asshole.
Correct.
So, it doesn't, like... Because if he was, like, super nice about it, I'm sure Haymitch and his mom would have been like, what the fuck? Like, why are you being nice to us?
Right, right.
I will say, however, that was... it was interesting seeing his name, knowing that Haymitch... in the book, like, the trilogy, is their mentor.
Yeah.
So, the fact that he's been in on this all these years, and they all kind of know this in Catching Fire.
Right. Which, and, like...
And that's why everyone, like... Because Katniss makes a comment in is it Catching Fire or maybe Mockingjay? How come everyone knew but me?
Right, right.
And it's... Honey, it wasn't about you.
Right, like, you just happen to be, like, people could resonate with, whatever.
Yeah, like, we've already been established.
Plutarch will also, in parts 2 and 3, when you read it, we'll talk way more about him, because he becomes, like, wowza.
Oh, really?
In this part, because I don't remember what part it happened in, did he let him talk to Lenore Dove on the phone? Or no?
No.
Okay. Like, he allows him a phone call.
No.
And it's, like, to get, like, Haymitch to trust him. Which we'll talk about. It's not, like, a big deal.
Okay.
But, like...
No.
He kind of, like, allows this, and he was, like... It was, like, a genuinely nice thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Haymitch is kind of, like, why did you let me do that? And he's, mm-hmm. like, why need you to trust me? Because... And then, like, there's, like, a whole thing that occurs.
Oh, first. Interesting.
Yeah. But now, also, do you notice the part in this book...
Mm-hmm.
Where President Snow, like, poisoned that one guy? Like, and, like, he was also dying? Like, he was coughing up blood or whatever? In this.
Yeah.
So, like, he's already up to his sick and fucked up games.
Well, no. Okay, so I don't know
But he's coughing up blood?
Yeah, but he's coughing up blood.
Okay.
Because he... So Plutarch brings Snow to, yes, like, Heaven's Bee Manor. Hall, whatever. And he's, like, going through, like, all the people, XYZ, and...
Yes, okay.
Okay, first of all, Haymitch fucking goated. Drinks the milk. The one thing the president says will make him feel better, he's like, yep, I'm down with this.
Dude. And Plutarch's like...
And he's like, shit. Yeah, gotta cover this up real quick.
The president's, like, choking, and he's not eating milk. And Haymitch, like, finds it and just chugs it so he can't get it. And he's like, maybe he'll die. I'm like,
yeah.
Damn. And I think that's kind of what gets Plutarch to trust him, because he's like, ooh, he has a little rebellious spirit.
Yeah, because he knew, he was like, I know for sure that there was milk in there. And Haymitch, right, says it. He's like, he knows. Like, yes. So now Plutarch knows what I've done.
Yes.
But yeah, so then Plutarch goes to those damn whatever, and he goes to go get them, the servants, to get milk. And Snow, like, levels with Haymitch one-on-one. But I was thrown off by the whole, like, him coughing up blood and then for her to be, like, and then, like, a black substance, like, after. Okay. I was, like...
So I also, the reason why it threw me off at first was because that's, like, a thing that's happening in Katniss's trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, there's no way this guy's dying for 25 years. Yeah. That's crazy. Okay. So now that it's, like, a big spoiler,
but
or whatever.
But he pulls out a bottle, then,
mm-hmm,
of Morphling.
Yes. Okay. So I forget which guy, we'll talk about it next episode, but someone did something wrong, like, was, like, a little slight rebellious or, uh-huh, whatever. And Snow, like, poisoned him with, like, oysters. But I guess because, like, he wanted him to eat them, like, he ate them first. So he kind of, like, poisoned himself.
Oh, yeah, because he's, like, bad oysters.
Yes.
I'll be fine. Get me milk. Oh.
So he killed that guy. Like, that guy died.
Oh, but we find this out later?
I guess so.
Okay.
I forget, like, when we found out, but
gotcha.
Seemingly.
Well, because, yeah, he mentions that in the book.
So the other guy died from, like, poisoned oysters, which, mm-hmm, I think Plutarch tells Haymitch or whatever, and I guess Snow, in order to get him to eat them, like...
Ate them first.
Probably not as many, but, uh-huh, like...
But he knew what poison he was giving him, so he knew the antidote.
He knew the antidote and how much to take, and I guess he, mm-hmm, knew the guy probably wouldn't eat them unless he ate them first.
Yeah.
Because he has that very menacing quality where you're like, is he trying to kill me? Like, at all, yeah, times.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that guy probably felt it.
Yeah.
And probably was like, ooh, he ate them, I'm good.
Damn.
So yeah, it was like... It's not that he's dying for 25 years. It's that he's just like, we'll do whatever it takes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was like, damn, this guy's fucker.
That was weird to me as well.
He's been sick this long?
But yeah, the fact that they have a conversation is interesting.
And he's fucking talking shit about Plutarch.
I mean, I just think it's crazy. I just think it's crazy that, like, Snow's already, like, I'm on to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't try any shit.
Yeah, I mean, that was crazy. The whole thing when he was... You know, talking about Lenore Dove.
Yeah,
but,
like, the Covey.
But it was Lucy Gray who he was talking about. That, mm-hmm, was like, wow. I was like, oh, our Choreo's back.
It's crazy.
He's back. Yeah. Wild.
It's, yeah. One, even, like, he's, like, and he's very specific, which Haymitch is very unsettled. Like, oh, I bet her name is a song and then, like, a color.
Yeah.
And
but,
he's like.
Yeah.
I'm not my girlfriend, you know? And it's like,
what is he like?
He's very unsettling, always. Like, his conversations, you're like, I think I'm gonna die right now.
Yeah.
Like, am I about to die? Always. Like, he, yeah, scares the shit out of me. He's a great villain.
No, he is.
Yeah. He's just very scary. Now, again,
I wonder, does Haymitch find out that about, like, Snow and, like, why he knows?
I think yes.
He does.
Or he speculates. I don't think he knows exactly, but okay. I think he, like, calculates back, mm-hmm, the 10th Hunger Games. He was 18.
Yeah.
You know, I think he does, mm-hmm, the math. Now, also, so what's going on as far as the tributes are concerned? This, mm-hmm, is also very interesting. So, as Hallie mentioned, like, Ampert is making this whole, like, you know, little
kid.
Yeah. Aww. And he, like, wants to make this little band of groups, like, not the careers, they're called the newcomers. How cute are they?
Yeah.
Adorable.
So they're basically everyone who's not a career.
And they're just like, we need numbers, so they'll try to
they're
kill
like,
them.
Yeah, we're gonna imagine all of us, like, career newcomers coming for the careers. They think that they're gonna
but
overcome
also,
them.
Also, but, like,
it's giving
quantity is better.
It's giving Lord of the Flies.
Which is fine.
Which is fine.
I think that's a good theory. Because,
yeah,
like, if you only have 8 careers, or, well, I guess there's more now, but if there's only 3 districts that are careers,
mm-hmm,
and then the rest of you guys are newcomers...
12
even
to 48.
Even if they're mad strong, you're fine. Go fucking kill them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, at that point, you can do, like, three people to a person.
Right, which probably is what it takes, honestly. Because you're all, like, emaciated and
well,
dying.
Yeah, because, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on with the tributes.
It's giving also, like, Island of Misfit Toys.
Okay, yes. I like that, actually. So now he's doing this. Obviously, Haymitch finds out that, like, BT is Ampered's dad.
I can't it's believe really that. Sad. That's crazy. I feel even worse now knowing that he got reaped.
Right.
Himself again.
But again, that's, like, purposeful.
But now that you're saying that, like, wow. I can't wait to read about that. That's
There's
crazy.
Also theories, which I'll talk about in Catching Fire. I'll save them for, like, why Annie got reaped. Like, there's theories now for people whose stories, like, weren't told, like, why people got reaped.
That's crazy.
Which I think is crazy.
Yeah.
Now, also, I want to mention, too, before we, like, finish up with the tributes, is because District 12 has no winners, aside for Lucy Gray, who's not around, they give them mentors from other districts, all, like, kind of, like, the cracked-out ones. So Haymitch's, you know, like, they're like, oh, these are losers.
Yeah.
So Haymitch's mentors are Wyrus and Mags, which is adorable. That's how, like, they get involved. Now, they're really trying to help him,
yeah.
which I think is great and appreciative. Yes. Also, another little Easter egg is their costume designer is, like, a shitty, like, drugged-out guy, basically.
Yeah.
And so there's, like, interns that are, like, doing their other makeup and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And because, again, they're, like, a low district, they give them the interns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one intern, her sister, is, like, great in fashion, comes and saves the day.
Yeah, they're students.
It? It's Effie, which is so cute.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh, my. So, it's, like, you're getting, again, it's, like, a great stepping stone into, like, how Effie became to who she is. Because I would also argue Drusilla hates them, calls them animals. Effie's, like, kind of a dumb bimbo and, like, just, like, excited.
Yeah.
But she's never mean.
No.
So it's, like, that's also, like, we see that. Like, it's, like,
she's
just a product of her environment and bubbly and doesn't, like, get it. But she's not, like, malicious.
No, she's not.
So this is how we're getting all these characters
like, even
in.
When, like, Katniss is rude to her.
Right.
Like,
she's
in the first
like,
book.
She's like, damn, why are you being mean? Like, she just, like, doesn't
she
get
She just,
it.
Like, walks away. Aw, poor Effie.
I know.
Wait, but also, too, it's interesting coming from Songbird, seeing how fucked up Snow is, right, in that book, and then reading the trilogy, and then in Catching Fire, it's, like, alluded, like, Finnick goes into, like, you know, the dark side of the president, and, like, and all the other people who are, you know, who run the Capitol, and it's all these crazy, you know, eating exotic animals, you know, the illusion of some interesting, like, P. Diddy things, you know what I mean?
I can't wait to read Catching Fire. I'm on that one now.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
Knowing that when I started reading this, I was like, oh, we're gonna find out some crazy shit, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, wait till part 2 and 3 of this book, I will say.
Mm-hmm.
Wowza. Yeah. For sure. And again, I think this book, the main message, which we'll talk more about next episode because it becomes more prevalent, is, again, like, the propaganda, like, what's shown to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what really happened and what's shown to you.
Yeah.
Which is why all these theories come about, like, the other Hunger Games.
Mm.
Like, well, that was blocked out, and there was, like, a flood, but was that purposeful? Was that a tribute who did that? Like, they spin it to make it, like, oh, we did this on purpose, but, like, a lot of times that's not what's happening.
Oh, interesting.
Which is what happens in, like, his Hunger Games.
Yeah. Well, and also, too, when you think about it, when they brainwash PETA.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And he was like, oh, I have a memory of you that doesn't make me want to kill myself and you.
Right.
Because
right.
it wasn't used against him in the Capitol.
Correct. So I think, yeah, it just becomes, like, a big, it's going to be layered for sure. Now, this all starts automatically when, again, this propaganda-like message is, you know, they have to show the Capitol. So that girl, Luella, who died in the chariot, that wasn't shown to the Capitol unless you were there.
Yeah.
Haymitch driving up to the president wasn't in there, whatever.
Yeah.
So now this part ends, and Haymitch and Snow are having this, like, weird, like, menacing conversation. And all of a sudden, Haymitch, like, looks, and there's Luella standing there.
I was like,
And that's how it ends. Now, obviously, because it ended like that on, like, this cliffhanger, you don't know, like, how this is happening, so I won't say that.
Okay.
But again, they couldn't have this start with less than 48 tributes or whatever, so they were like, we gotta make this work.
Do they clone her?
We'll chit-chat. They don't clone her, but it's, like, a weird fucked-up situation, for sure. But again, it's, like, all about, like, the image.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't let it be chaotic. We couldn't let this be out of our hands. We have to be, like, this, like, structured, it's all on purpose type of people.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
So then part two really kicks off with, like, the interviews, which are big.
Mm-hmm.
This book, for sure. And then the games, which are obviously okay. big. So I feel like those are, like, the next two big things are the interviews and the games and kind of how this propaganda message keeps going for this book. I feel like that's really the main message in this book.
Really? The mm-hmm. propaganda.
And just, like, yeah, like, the image that you're presenting.
Mm.
So, I'm excited for you to read this. And I'm excited to now also read Catching Fire. I feel like I want to be highlighting that whole book just because of this book.
Well, that's how I felt when I was reading it. I was like, oh my gosh, should I... Like, every thought was like, okay, do I need to highlight this? Or am I just, like, excited? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm excited now for, like, Haymitch to explain back and, like... And also, I will say this book, why I'm glad I read it this way, is how Haymitch is in The Hunger Games, like, very drunk and, like, whatever.
That's what I was going to say.
This all makes sense.
Okay, so, I mean, obviously, I was thinking, like, there has to be a reason, right?
Oh, yes.
You know, I think I did hear that Lenore Dove gets killed.
Okay.
I think I did hear that. I don't know anything else besides that. But he's so... Now, this might just be because he's, like, a fucking 16-year-old boy. But there's... It's just... I guess you're missing the youthfulness, right?
Mm-hmm.
That so, like, in The Hunger Games, because Haymitch is so... You know? He's just, like, a grouchy bear.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just like, oh, Haymitch is drunk again. Oh, Haymitch is making a fool of himself on TV again. Yeah. Oh, well.
No, like, it all makes sense. You know? Well, even, like, in, like, the part that you're on.
But already. He's, like, but I think about, for example, he's making this white liquor, but he's not drinking it. He just sells it.
Yeah, he wasn't to an make alcoholic a pro- until Yeah, after.
And he has goals. He has aspirations. He wants to marry Lenore. Like, he, you know.
When all those things are taken from you, what is left?
Well, and that's crazy because it's also said in the trilogy about how, you know, Katniss, like, says, like, oh, like, poor Haymitch. Like, he has nobody to go back to. You know, like, I have my mom, I have Prim, but who does he have? Now I'm like, holy shit, he had a mom, he had a brother, he had a girlfriend. I'm like, holy shit.
So, yep. Okay. So, that all gets explained. There's also an epilogue in this book, but, like, you'll like it. Like, it's, like, he remembers when, like, Katniss was, like, born. Like, it was, like, it was, like, a good, like, it was, like, a nice intro. Yeah. So, that's that.
Look how far we've come.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. But also, like, there's all these little Easter eggs, right? So, like, obviously, part two and three really explain why Haymitch is the way that he is, which I think we're going to really, like, dive deep into next episode.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you'll even notice, like, he was calling Luella sweetheart because it was, like, his, like, high school. You know, like, she was, like, younger, but it was, like, his, like, sweetheart in school. And because of this, like, kind of, like, spit-fiery passion and, like, tenderness he has, like, that was why he called Katniss sweetheart.
Yeah.
So there's all these things that you're, like... I had, like, the chills. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good. I'm excited for you to finish.
Yay!
And we'll talk so much about it. And by then, when we're recording next episode, and Hallie's finished with part two and three of this book, I'll probably have been done with Catching Fire, so mm-hmm. we'll be, like, really just, like, spitballing.
Yeah. We might just have to make, like, a combined episode.
Like, just screaming.
Just connecting the dots.
Just screaming. We're, like, that guy, like, the meme always, where, like, the guy with the red dots, and he's, like, looking cracked out. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So great. Oh. So we have lots to look forward to. Oh, I think next episode, fucking buckle up.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't recorded it yet, so I don't know how manic it's gonna be, but it's gonna be. So.
I like how the books, like, I feel like when you read, but then again, that might just be because of it's fantasy, this is sci-fi, dystopian, whatever. These just keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
You know?
Love it.
She's not even, like, really...
They're not long. They don't need to be.
Yeah.
They're great.
But it's... Like, she's not, like, setting this... Like, it's not, like, going on about the fucking lavender fields and...
Right, they're just...
The birds and the bugs, whatever. It's just, like...
Yeah.
But I just don't know if it's because, like, that's the type of book that this is.
I think yes.
You know what I mean?
It's, like, dystopian-ish, yeah. It doesn't call for that.
Everything's gray.
Yeah.
Broken down.
The, like, arenas, I feel like, have some description. Like, even his, like, have, like, some description in them.
Yeah.
Like, the main Hunger Games, mm-hmm. Katniss arena, she described. Yeah. But, yeah, it doesn't need any, like, crazy flowery descriptions. It's,
mm-hmm. but, wait, yeah. But also, too, just real quick, Beatty teaching Haymitch how to make a light bulb out of potato.
Mm-hmm.
That comes in handy, right? Later on, I think, right? When that he's
Beatty
in the...
becomes relevant again.
But, like, him showing him how to do that, right?
Like, kind of. It's connected.
Doesn't Haymitch do something like that in their arena?
It's, like, connected, but, like, part two, we get a lot more of Plutarch and Beatty, and there's, happenings underfoot.
All right, let's maybe just stop, because now I'm, like, we're very gonna dive, like, really close into spoiler land, and I don't want to be spoiled.
Yeah, so. I don't care about you guys being spoiled, because I'm sure you've read it. I care about her being spoiled. okay, so, yeah, so we'll see you guys next week. It's gonna be crazy. We're probably gonna have, like, Catching Fire, Sunrise on the Reaping, just madness going on.
Craziness.
So, yeah, I can't wait.
It's gonna be great.
All right, well, we'll see you for that shit.
See you there.
All right, bye.
Okay.